it does walk 4 yards to walk.
It crawls and toddles.
And if a man wants to hide, say, behind a low hedge, you might do one to kind of hide. You might
stoop over.
You know, like, kind of like this.
Yeah, get down on it and hump over, stoop over.
And if you're going to pray, sometimes you'll do what?
He gets down on his all fours like he kneels to pray.
You might say, if you were real tired, you might say, I'm tired, I'm going over to the couch and do what?
I'm going over there and lay down and rest a while.
Yeah, you might say, he was really sick, he couldn't even sit up, he just wore in bed all day, just to...
But he was just as sick as he could be, and he couldn't... I don't know what I'd say.
You say just lay in bed all
day? Yeah, just lay in bed, I reckon. You're stomping your foot, I guess.
And if a man, say, were downtown and you saw somebody that lived out this way and didn't have a car, what might you ask that person, say,
if he had the way to go back home, if he had to ride.
And if he said no, you might.
Well, I'd ask him to ride home with me, if he wanted to. I've done that a lot. If I know him, but now if I don't, I don't.
If you have something heavy and you do it like this, you want to move it like this, you'd be doing what? You'd be, or to get a boat up on the land, you have to get the rope and do what?
I pull it up on the hill, I reckon.
To get out in the water, you have to do what? You have to
shove it overboard. That's what we always call it.
And say some children came into the house and they were started playing with things. That you were afraid you were going to break, you might tell them.
Rather they wouldn't play with that.
And,
have that a lot to go on right here with the one of God.
Yeah. And if you needed a hammer, you might. What might you want me to get it? What might you say to me?
Will you go get me a hammer? I want it just so I can use it. I got to drive a nail.
Yeah. And if you were playing tag, did you ever play tag at all?
Yes, sir, and there was kids.
What did you have to get back to before you, so you wouldn't be it before they tag you?
Well, we'd call it the home base. We could beat him to that, but if it didn't, you was it right there.
Yes, you might say you were supposed to meet somebody in town. You might say, well, if I get there first,
I'll meet you on the corner of the Carson State Bank or something like that, or at the courthouse or what have you.
Or I'll wait.
Or waiting for you in town or something like
that. Sometimes when a kid, maybe he's trying to avoid a spanking, he might say, well, just give me one more
chance.
And if a man is in a real, real good mood all the time, you say he's in a very good form, a good, he lasts
good
a lot.
Spirit.
Did you ever say humor there?
Yeah, well, you're good humor, you can say it either one.
And you might tell me, well, there's that pesky salesman, I'll help you.
Get rid of him, yeah, get rid of the rascal. I've had that too, plenty of it.
You might say, well, look, the kid, he didn't know what was going on, but he was pretending like he, say the little kid was pretending like he knew, but he really didn't. You'd say he really didn't know what was going on, but he...
I don't know how you get that.
Say acted like...
Well, I guess he'd maybe act like it. I don't know what else.
The words, when we talk about the word stole earlier, any slang expressions or terms people might use for steal besides steal? Say you have a pencil.
He's a thief.
Would you ever say somebody swipe on
them? Yeah, you swipe, yeah. You'll swipe your stuff or they'll steal it or they're a thief or whatever the heck you want to call a rascal.